Hello, everyone, and welcome to sunny San Diego with Greg Caldwell, Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. This is the Broncos TV pregame show here at Qualcomm Stadium. And I'll tell you what, if it feels like it's been two whole weeks since the Broncos have played, absolutely. But I'll tell you, it feels a little bit longer considering what happened last week with head coach John Fox. The good news, guys, right now is that he's home. He's resting. He's recovering, progressing the way everyone had hoped. That's the good news. Meanwhile, the Broncos have moved on. Jack Del Rio, the interim head coach, talking to Fox a little bit here and there. Players say, look, we all have to step it up together. And their first test to see what it's going to be like without John Fox on a sideline coaching a team, Greg, comes today.
Well, Jack Del Rio's taken over as interim head coach, but he's also still the defensive coordinator. Yep. So not much has changed. That's what Coach Del Rio said he wants. He wants to just keep the train on the tracks. He's not going to touch the offense very much, not touch special teams very much. But there's a few little differences. We were talking to Monte Ball in his blog. He said one thing you can tell with a defensive guy at head coach is if the offense has a good day of practice at the huddle, Coach Del Rio say, all right, we need to be better tomorrow. He wants the defense to be better. So there's a few little changes, but Coach Del Rio's been a head coach in this league. Peyton Manning said you can tell that. He's got that leadership, and the team's on board with him right now.
Yeah, players respect him. They said that this week. They know he's been there. He's coached plenty of games. Today, though, Mace, as we touched on his first real test in the role on a game day, doesn't sound like a whole lot will change.
Not a whole lot. He's still going to call the defense. Adam Gates is still going to call the offense. There's a little bit more he needs to balance as far as watching what's going on when the offense and special teams are out there, as opposed to before where he could simply turn his back and focus on the defense. But he has said, you know, that he's still going to be actively coaching the defense. He's still going to go over to the bench, talk to guys if they need a little bit of a tactical tweak during their breaks, and he's going to be still involved with that. Might lean on Richard Smith, who's a linebackers coach, a former defensive coordinator with Houston, a little bit more. But on the sideline, I don't expect anything to change. Really, the only difference tactically between John Fox and Jack Del Rio at this point is that over the years, Del Rio tends to go for it on fourth down a little more often than Fox. So we'll see if that bears itself out today.
Yeah, definitely a sense of calm and collectiveness at Dove Valley all week, as they know how important this game is. Division game counts twice. They want to keep up with Kansas City. And here's Jack Del Rio talking about what he expects his role will be and how, as Gray put it, he just wants to keep things on the track. And it starts today with a win in San Diego.
I think it's been good so far, you know, and we'll continue to work at it. You know, I mean, I think we've got a good group. We've got a good veteran core, good leaders we've talked about, good staff. And I think what happens is, you know, when something goes on that causes a void, that we all work hard to kind of collectively fill the void and help each other out. And that's really the sense that I get.
That's Jack Del Rio Wednesday from Dove Valley. Now, again, back here on the road, talk about familiarity and seeing some familiar faces. Mike McCoy, now the head coach for the Chargers. Of course, he worked with this group for 4 years, and now he has his chance to beat the guys he worked with for 4 years. And you can tell, Mace, through the first half of the season, Mike McCoy's impact on Phillip Rivers in this offense.
Yeah, it's a lot more dink and dunk, taking the short stuff that's available instead of going for the yardage in big chunks down the field. I mean, just look at Antonio Gates, for instance. I mean, we're used to seeing him make plays down the seam against the Broncos. He's done that repeatedly for the last several years. But Gates is on pace for a career high in receptions because he's doing a lot more underneath, a lot more shorter stuff now. And the other guy to watch out for in that regard is Danny Woodhead, who's on pace for nearly 100 catches halfway through the season. It's a different kind of offense, and the result has been Rivers is more accurate. He's over 72% completion percentage, actually a little bit higher than Peyton Manning, believe it or not. But not so many deep passes. However, you might see them take their chances every now and again because Keenan Allen, the rookie from Cal, has emerged as a downfield threat. So the offense, it started out a lot of short stuff, but they're progressively adding some stuff to it. That makes it a pretty potent threat today.
Yeah, so just like any quarterback, you want to apply pressure. This will be the third game. Von Miller is back, started to show what he can do and showed some of his dance moves against Washington after he got to RG3. And the fact that Sean Phillips making his return, you know, he's going to be amped up. Everyone's going to be amped up to kind of win one for Coach Fox, Gray. But defensively, applying pressure, looks like this team is getting ready to show that it can get to form where it looked like during camp.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Von Miller had his strip sack against RG3 right before the bye week. So he's rounding back into form. And He's got some fresh legs. He didn't play the first part of the season. Sean Phillips has been a constant pass rush force for the team so far, and this is his old team, like you mentioned. There's a lot of familiar faces. Luis Vasquez on the offensive line is a former Charger. Obviously, Mike McCoy being the Chargers head coach. There's a lot of familiarity there, but Peyton Manning said that's every game. You know, there's always former players on both sides, and this is a divisional game, so there's already familiarity there. So there's only so much to that, but it's still going to be interesting to see that play back and forth today.
Yeah, Mike McCoy has plenty of respect for Von Miller and this defense. And a lot of players have respect for Mike. Everyone knows how good a guy he is. He just came by and shook Gray's hand and said hello and remembers working with him. And Adam Gase, who said he spent just about every day with Mike for the time he was here, talked about this week what he learned from Coach McCoy.
The way that you have to prepare and the amount of film that you really have to study, and it continues all the way up to before the game. You know, I think that's the most important thing that I've learned from him is just that constant preparation. And the way he called the game was, he did a really good job of getting the play calling quickly and letting the quarterback do his job.
That's Adam Gase Thursday at Dove Valley, and he'll be calling plays against Mike McCoy, who said this week, look, yeah, I know this offense. I know the system. And turn on the film, chances are I might know the plays, but I'm not going to be out there playing. He's going to be coaching up his defense. And again, this division game, big for both teams as they get the second half of the season going. With Greg Caldwell, Andrew Mason, I'm Chris Hall. This has been the Broncos TV pregame show. Enjoy the game.